It's not yet Advent, but here at Game On, we're looking ahead to those games that'll be taking up room under Christmas trees this holiday season. I'm Adam Rosser, and my elf helper for tonight is Andy Robertson.
Hi Adam, how's it going?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Pretty good.
Is this going to be a good Christmas for family gamers then, Andy?
I think it is. Potentially it's going to be quite expensive. So it depends how you define good. But in terms of choice, and I think for families that take the time to research what sort of games their kids will like, what games are appropriate for the ages of their children, I think there's some really exciting things on offer. And obviously Wonderbook and the other games we've talked about are going to be in the frame there. And obviously there's the games from Nintendo as well we could go on to mention.
Well, mention them by name, but we won't have time to have a go at them. What ones are we talking about? What have I missed?
We've just been looking at Nintendo Land on the Wii U. Quite a lot of the sort of core gaming press have maybe overlooked this as a bit of a tech demo, but we absolutely love it in our family, and we've sort of ploughed in sort of many hours as we've had available to play the various Nintendo character themed games. They're very inventive. They use that new tablet controller that comes with the Wii U. Do introduce the technology, but do more than that. They actually offer a game you want to come back and play. And then Paper Mario, Sticker Star, on the 3DS. I wasn't expecting to sort of particularly be taken by it, but my two boys absolutely love it. The simplicity of a slow role play game combined with Mario platforming, that's been a real winner for us.
Okay. For me, I just want a set of Sky Stones, and if you don't understand that reference, you need to get yourself a copy of Skylanders. Andy Robertson, thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.